We've got the extension office in here this morning on a Thursday morning, and we've got Tammy with Life Chain as well. So we've got a busy show to round out the show here. But Mr. Randy Sanaran, how are you?
Good. How are you, man?
I'm excellent. What's going on today?
Well, I thought we might talk a little bit about combine safety. So farmers that are, using combines, make sure you watch the overhead power lines. We hear that advertised a lot.
Yeah.
And then people that are driving down the road, remember those vehicles are slow moving. You got to give them space and don't be turning up in front of them unless you can get around them, because they are big and they're hard to get off the road because they're so
It takes
tall.
Time to and
yeah, patience.
And just slow down. As somebody used to drive a tractor on highway roads when I was younger with grain carts and big implements sometimes, that just don't speed up on us. Give us a little bit of time to, because sometimes you got a 17-year-old kid driving that thing and he's not always paying attention. I was an idiot 17, and you don't always notice the car behind you, and so give us don't speed up right on us, otherwise you might run into us, and those implements come a little quicker than you think. So that's obvious. So and with combines, can we say we're into officially harvest season?
Yeah, a lot of people do it in high moisture right now.
Yeah.
And so it won't be long.
I mean, this week should dry.
I would hope so with all the heat, yeah. Yeah, sometimes you need a good freeze, but I think with the heat and the dryness, it's going to help. But I do know, I've talked to people who are doing high moisture right now. And then, the other thing is people are weaning calves, and so... beware of calves out on the road too, because sometimes they get out of pins. And so I'm kind of all about safety today. And then if you're a producer, if you can give those calves, do some backgrounding on those calves before you wean them, like give them some shots, precondition them. Hopefully they won't have as many sick calves when they wean them. And so those are some things to think about. Hopefully that'll help you in the long run.
For farmers, this is the culmination of all the hard work. It's a fun time. It's a stressful time, though. And sometimes it's not so fun when the yields aren't what you want it to be. So if you know a farmer, just be nice to him today and for the next month or two.
Yeah, so some of the cattle people, it's their one-time check once a year, in the same way with the corn farmers. I mean, they're getting their yields because they know that's what they're going to have to live on the next year.
Exactly. So. I think a lot of people not in the farming community, and I think most people in our area probably know this, but don't understand that literally this is the make or break, and this is what sets the tone for next year and years down the road. And, while we did get a lot of rain in June and July, it was a pretty warm August, so I know a lot of the dry land is probably not worth a whole lot at this point. I think we kind of thought, hey, we might have some yields out there, but boy, we had a couple weeks there in August that just killed most of that.
It lowered the yield. I mean, there's still some places did okay, but yeah, the dry land is going to be lower because of the heat, and we didn't get a lot of rain. Some places did, so they'll get a little bit better, but yeah, the yields are probably down in dry land again. Not as bad as maybe the drought year.
Right.
But still, they're going to be lower. And people have been irrigating here lately. They've had to this last month. So irrigation costs went up where they're hoping they wouldn't have to use them too much.
Right. Yeah. Well, Randy Sainer with the Extension Office, anything this morning you want to mention?
No, just be careful out there. And remember, these people are working day and night, so they're tired, and just kind of watch out for them.
Absolutely. Keep an eye out for the it's their time to shine. Just let them shine, all right? Well, thanks for coming in, as always, and appreciate what you do with the Extension. We'll talk to you again soon, all right?
Sounds good. Thanks.
That's Randy Sainer again with the UNL Extension Office here.